McLean County school districts have a lot of decisions to make now that the state has released its guidelines for reopening. One thing they can't agree on? Requiring kids to wear a mask all day, every day at school is going to be a challenge. While the guidelines generally offer districts some latitude in crafting their own reopening plans, masks will be a must when students return in August, with few exceptions. Laura O'Donnell is an administrator at Stanford-based Olympia School District. She takes over as superintendent July 1st. She says some states are allowing students to remove their masks inside where COVID-19 social distancing is possible.
We were expecting students to wear masks in hallways and on buses and common spaces, but we do have some smaller classrooms with small numbers of students that we could spread out, and we were hopeful that there'd be some leniency in those specific types of situations.
The guidelines say that teachers can opt for a face shield instead of a mask. They also appear to allow certain kids with special needs to use a face shield too, if they simply can't tolerate wearing a face covering. Unit 5 Executive Director of Special Services, Michelle Lamboli, says everyone's going to have to work together to get kids to understand why masks are important.
I know there's going to probably be some parents and families that don't want to wear anything at all, you know, and we're going to have to bridge that. And we have not had a discussion yet about what that would look like if we, have someone refuse. So we've not gotten that far yet.
The state's guidelines were developed by the Board of Education and Department of Public Health. They strongly encourage school districts to provide in-person instruction this fall. But exactly how that will look is still very much TBD. District 87 Superintendent Barry Riley says he was pleased the guidelines offer so much flexibility for remote, in-person, or blended instruction. He says generally, District 87 hopes to have at least all kids through 8th grade in school every day. He says social distancing can help reduce the risk.
In some cases in a classroom, it may mean that we're not going to be able to get 6 feet apart. Maybe it's only 5. So masks are even more important in those environments.
District 87 will ask parents for feedback in a survey going out Monday, June 29th. One option is allowing certain students to learn from home, even while others are at school, even if they're in the same class.
And the good news is that will give parents an option for those who might have a child who has underlying health issue or some member of their household that they're very concerned about sending their child back to school.
Another unknown is how symptom screenings will work. The guidelines require schools to conduct temperature and symptom screenings or require self-certification and verification for all staff, students, and visitors. Here's Laura O'Donnell from Olympia.
On the parent survey, we asked our parents if they would be able and willing to take their children's temperatures every morning before school and basically sign off and certify that they would do that. And over 90% of our parents indicated that that is something that they could and would do.
The others would have to go to the school nurse upon arrival. District 87 is still figuring all that out. Riley says the district has already purchased a bunch of handheld thermometers.